Hello and welcome to the Chatfulness Podcast,
your weekly dose of chat and banter.
On today's episode, we're going to be chatting about our bucket list destinations.
The Chatfulness Podcast with Adam and Gabriel.
So, later in the podcast, we shall be chatting about our favourite bucket list destinations, places we want to go to.
And on this week's Things That, we're going to be talking about things that should exist. Plus, at the end of the episode, we will be spinning the wheel to find out what's going to be on next week's show.
And whether you are a new or returning listener, make sure you subscribe, follow, download this podcast to your favourite podcast platform,
which is probably the one you're listening on now.
And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating.
Yep, that really helps us out so we can bring out new episodes in the future, and it helps new listeners to find us.
Plus, we're on all your favourite social media sites at Chatfulness Pod.
That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and TikTok.
I just got distracted during that intro. I've just noticed BBC, I always get distracted, BBC breaking news notification came through. At the time of recording, just found out that ABBA going to release music for the first time in 40 years.
Never listened to them in my life, but...
Oh, come on, you must have listened to ABBA. You must have listened to an ABBA track
before. If I have
before.
Done, then it would have been by accident.
No, have you never watched the Mamma Mia movies?
No, not really.
You must have heard an ABBA track before. Let me find some of their songs. ABBA Dancing Queen.
Again, I won't know it by name. I'll have to hear it.
You will know it, I'm sure. Come on, you must know that.
Oh, I've heard that. I don't listen to it in my spare time, but I've heard that.
Exactly.
I'm not very cultured.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you are. Right, so how has your week been this week?
My week, again, as every week, it's been rather boring. I've been stressing about uni now. Not long before we go back. I think we're on about 2 weeks or so before semester one starts up again. And I've just been thinking about, it's going to be a really different year this year. Because obviously last year, it was locked down, everything was online, you know, everything was closed. So you had nothing better to do than to just get on with your work. Now, I'm not saying, people that know me know that I'm not a party goer and I'm not someone that hangs around the clubs of Liverpool every Friday.
No, but you are social. You're always out with people.
I'm not always out. I go out once a week.
Well, you're double booked at the moment.
With?
Well, you're meant to be going out with someone, but you're now with me.
Yes.
So you're double booked.
I was going to go to the airport, but I won't. but I think, it's going to be a really different year. And I think because last year you were forced to sort of, because you had nothing better to do. You had no one to see. You had nowhere to go.
So you just worked.
Closed. And you just thought, right, well, I'll just get on with work then. Yeah. But this year, it's going to be a bit different because this year we're going to actually have lectures to go to. So I'm going to have a reason to get up in the morning, which is nice.
No, I was just saying,
Yeah, so I just, it's going to be, you're going to have things to do. Mm. I'm going to be allowed in the studio again at Student Media.
Well, hopefully.
So, hopefully.
You never know.
As plans stand at the moment. So you're just going to have things to do. You're going to have, do you want to go out for a meal or whatever? That can happen. Yeah. Whereas last year it didn't. I think it's going to be a very different final year. Hopefully a bit more normal, so to speak.
I mean, it's about now 2 weeks today of recording. Just about 2 weeks of when this goes up, actually. I will be in Cardiff. I'll be moving to Cardiff.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to get to Cardiff. I'm going to miss home, don't get me wrong. But it's going to be, for me, I like to run.
Okay.
And I'm going to look forward to having, having nice... Not where I live is a nice area to run around, but
country
having
runs.
Flat parks I can run around. But at the moment, I live on a small little hamlet area. It's not really a hamlet, but it's kind of separated from everyone else, and there's just a few houses there.
Yeah,
and it basically has become a building site. Literally, every house is having building work done at the moment.
Well, so like an extension.
Extensions. Someone's having a wine cellar put in there. garden underneath their garden and a cinema room. Incredibly expensive. Incredibly expensive.
Sounds cool though.
It sounds cool.
An underground cinema room
and wine cellar. Yeah,
that sounds brilliant. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, sounds good. Expensive though.
Yeah, very expensive.
But it's so and there's a care home being built fairly near me.
Wonderful.
So there's so much construction work, like workers, you know, in lorries, vans going up and down. So when I'm running, you know, I'm always having to jump to the side. So it's going to be nice in Cardiff to be able to run on pavements and on paths and stuff like that. So it's going to be nice to be able to escape the dramas of running down country lanes. Though, talk about running. I was going down one of the lanes where I ran and I noticed a council in their high-vis jackets. And I was like, what are they doing? And I slowed down to watch them. And they're putting a hidden camera up.
For speeding?
No, not for speeding, for fly tippers.
Oh, okay.
They always say they do, and I never believed them. Never believed, like all the years I've lived here, that they actually do put hidden cameras up. And they were.
And now you know.
And they put a hidden camera up. The problem is where they've put this camera up, there's never really any fly tipping at that point. It's further down the road where all the fly tipping happens. Whether or not they're doing multiple locations on the same road, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I assume they'll put more than one up.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. The only thing I will say is the location where they've put it up. I continuously see, let's word this carefully, I continuously see a car pull up and some mating happening inside that car.
I don't like this. Let's move on. Speaking of building work, I feel like I'm living on a building site as well because, sorry, that's just really disturbed me. On the estate in which I live on, there are newer houses being built just opposite me, and it's very irritating waking up and listening to drilling. Shouting. And only recently my neighbour next door finished his swimming pool.
Very nice, very
that
nice.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it created so much noise and a lot of upset for me because I like to sleep and I would be woken up at 8:30 every morning, which is very upsetting and distressing for me.
Well, hopefully you get to Liverpool. I mean, it's not like Liverpool has any building work or any construction going on or any roadworks, is it?
Liverpool's all right near me. Is it? In my okay. bit.
Literally
Where
every
you've been?
I know. Yes, but I can't really. I always go at night, so it's all the workers are finished by then.
Mm. So it wasn't too bad, in fairness, from what I remember. I didn't see any other building work going, apart from that massive student accommodation block a bit further down, but that's going to be completed this year. So hopefully that'll all be gone by the time.
Is that owned by the same company as you?
I don't know. No, I don't think it is, actually.
I know they've... We were doing loads of work around Lime Street and that sort of area. They're doing loads of work around there, actually.
Oh, I remember when they were filming Batman.
Yes.
In Liverpool.
Yes.
God, I loved it.
They're always filming stuff in Liverpool.
Did you go down to the, whatever it was called, St. George's Hall?
No, I never watched, but I tell you who I did bump into filming. I watched them filming Doctor Who on the docks.
Oh, really?
I watched them filming that for the new series. I think that's actually pretty going to air in the next couple of weeks. That should probably
I don't
start.
Actually watch Batman, but
no,
I'm
nor
going
do I.
to. I'm going to now.
Are
just
you?
Because I was there.
Are cinemas open again?
Yeah.
Are they?
I've noted down the registration of the bus that I touched.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I touched one of the buses on the...
Was it an American bus?
Yeah, it was the American bus.
Now, imagine you had coronavirus and you touched that bus and is it...
It was the outside of the bus, wasn't it?
Yeah, but imagine if like the main actor went and touched that bus and you gave him coronavirus.
Well, I wouldn't have left the house.
Yeah, but you might not have known.
I will have known. Anyway, so I've noted everything down and I stole some props as well.
What did you steal?
After they'd left.
Okay, no, after they left.
After they'd left, I walked up St. George's and I found some bolts.
That's not props, though. Well, maybe it is a prop, but...
No, not props, but I mean set things.
Okay, yeah.
I stole some bolts and washers.
See, this is what production companies could do. They could literally just not take anything down. Obviously, take the expensive stuff down. But, you know, like the little bits they don't really want to take down. But they have to take down.
I just
leave it there. Within 15 minutes, everything would be gone. Because the fans would take it all.
I just thought that was cool. It might not even have been from the set. It might have just been the council left them out. But
yeah.
It has some significant value to me. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I'm just looking forward to it now because you see, there was a really big scene they were filming in Liverpool.
It was a big one. I saw the pictures.
It looked like some kind of funeral scene, but then some kind of bomb went off or something.
Oh, did it?
So, well, I don't know if it was a funeral scene, but everyone was wearing black.
I will go and watch it when it comes out now, I think. When is it coming out? Do you know?
No idea.
It must be about next year.
I think it's March.
That James Bond movie is coming out soon, no?
Yes. I am very much looking forward to it. But interesting thing about that is they've had to reshoot that a number of times, you know, because of the delay.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, because obviously, you know, James Bond, it's heavily sponsored. So, you know, so all the cars and the watches and everything like that. So obviously, since the delay, they've actually, said companies have brought out new cars and new watches and they want James Bond to wear the new stuff. They don't want him to wear the old stuff. So they've had to reshoot a lot of the film.
What? I didn't know that.
They have, honestly. They've had to reshoot it about three times.
And these, I know they have Defender. I'm not sure who has that. If it's James Bond or the villains, but I know the new Defender that is still new, and I don't think they would have to reshoot that thing. And I know there was quite a few stunts, but yeah,
I know it was the watches. The watches were a big thing.
Yeah,
they had to reshoot all the stuff with the watches in it. That must be really tedious, I think.
But watches never change. Why do you need to bring out a new watch? But literally the same. They've been the same technology for like the past 200 years.
Well, they bought out new watches and they had to reshoot. And apparently, it was on the news yesterday. They had to reshoot the trailer three times. I don't know why the trailer had to be changed, but they had.
You're telling me they actually shoot a separate trailer? I always thought the trailer was just cuts from the.
I don't know. It's just the news headline said that they had to reshoot the trailer three times. But then I was reading an article a few months ago that they had to actually reshoot a lot of the film a number of times because of the. Because of the sponsorship agreements and everything like that, which is very strange. But yes, that's coming into cinemas on the 30th of September in the UK. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we should just get on with the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about our holiday bucket list, places that we'd always wanted to go, but we've not had a chance to yet. Mm. I'm going to kick off.
You're going to kick off this week?
I'm going to kick off this week. Iceland.
Nice. I've been there twice.
I have always wanted to go to Iceland just for the beautiful landscapes.
Very nice. It is very beautiful.
Everywhere is a photo opportunity and also full of geography, as we know.
It is.
Full of geography. Everything's
geography. I think it's the only place you go on holiday where you're going to be seeing geography. You know what I mean? That's the only reason you go there is for geography.
That's the thing. That's the other thing. I want to go with educated people.
Yes.
So that I can discuss them. What's going on? What are we seeing here? I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I want to go with educated people so that I can, you know, I can say... Okay, well, what is this? And
you're a BA geographer, not a BSc geographer.
I am
geographer.
A BA geographer, yes.
So this
I
is
am.
Not your field.
I know, but I can still be interested in
For
it.
Those who don't understand, BA is human geography, BSc is physical.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think, and this is one thing that I didn't like about the university system, was that some universities make you choose very rigidly whether you want to do human or physical. And I think geography is one of those subjects whereby... It's not necessarily easy to divide physical and human.
Yep.
And my interests overlap over the... I'm not interested in rocks, and I'm not interested in 200,000-year-old mud, but I am interested in natural hazards. I am interested in sort of meteorology. I'm interested in all that. But I do also have an interest in sort of the political economies, you know, globalization... You know, all these different types of things. And even my dissertation isn't really a human geography dissertation. Looking at sustainability and emissions, that's not human geography, that's physical geography. But yeah, so I do have a lot of interest in physical. I just didn't choose to do my degree in it because I don't like the rocks element. Mm.
What time of year would you like to go? Because I've been in spring, early spring, so basically winter, where there's snow everywhere, and I've also been in summer.
The problem with me is, again, I don't know too much about it. One thing I do want to see is the Northern Lights.
This is the thing. I've been there twice and never saw them, because I think in summer you can't really see the lights, and in winter it was just too cloudy.
Yeah, there's a very remote chance of seeing them. But it's just something that I really, really, really want to see. One thing, actually, I was at the airport the other week and I was speaking with an EasyJet captain.
Yeah.
And he was showing me some photographs that he'd taken.
Of course, they fly into there, don't they?
Absolutely. Mm. So he showed me some photos that he'd taken of the Northern Lights that he'd taken while flying into Keflavik, and it was
stunning.
And it, yeah. And it is literally, he showed me, it's literally how it looks on, you know, like it's not edited or anything like, and he said to me, and I didn't know this, he said to me, it does actually move.
You know, they do move.
No, I knew they moved, but I didn't, like, he said, they look like waves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't think they moved that quickly. I thought they moved like clouds or something, but he said that they move really quite fast. So, yeah, it's something I've always wanted to see. Something that I hope to see from the skies in the future, flying over the Atlantic and things like that.
Oh yeah, you want to be a pilot, don't you?
Yeah, so I'd quite like to catch that from the from the skies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd like to see it from the ground as well. You know, get some proper photography going on, tripods, everything, and get some nice shots. I think that would be really cool.
Okay, so for me, one of my bucket list destinations, North Korea.
Okay.
I've been wanting to go here for a few years. Probably for the past 5 years, it's been on my list. But I still say this now. I want to be older and have a better understanding of how North Korea works, and of the country. Also, a few years ago, North Korea was a little bit more stable than it was now. Now it's still stable. Like, I would probably be safe going there. But there is a little bit of tension at the moment, and there's thoughts that they're reinstating their nuclear weapon program.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, it's a little bit more tense at the moment. Yeah. The diplomatic relationships, let's say that. So now is not the right time to go. I'm hoping maybe in about 5 years' time, because it's expensive to go to as well.
I'm just going
to
say, how do you actually get there? How would you get there?
You can just fly in on a plane. You have to go for China's the only way to get in. You do have
I was
to
just
going to
say, you couldn't fly from here.
No, you have to fly. I think there's a flight from Beijing to Pyongyang on Air Koryo.
Korean Air?
Yeah.
No. I think
it's the worst rated airline in the world, supposedly. But apparently it's not bad. Apparently it's quite nice. I just wanted to go there. It just seems an interesting country to go to, as long as you don't say anything bad about the country whilst there.
Well, what about when you come back?
You could say whatever you like, I guess.
Fair enough. yeah, I've never been before. No. Not really somewhere that is on my bucket list.
Fair enough. What about other places for you then?
Well, I said this on a previous podcast. India is on
I've been
my...
there.
But more specifically... Agra, so I can see the Taj Mahal.
Yep.
That's really my only purpose of going to India. I just really want to see it. I think it's one of the... I've been to... I don't know if you've seen the Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi.
No.
Sheikh Zayed Mosque. That's the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life. Look it up now. It's the most stunning thing...
What's
I've
it called?
Just put the Grand Mosque. Can't be bothered spelling out the proper name. Abu Dhabi. It's honestly the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life. But I just think the Taj Mahal might be a little bit, I don't know. Have you got a picture of it there?
Just coming up now. Oh, wow, yes.
It is absolutely amazing.
Okay. Scale-wise, Grand Mosque, better, okay?
Oh, so you're saying the Abu Dhabi one's bigger?
I would say it looks bigger. Excuse my naivety here. I don't know what the bell things on top are called.
Domes.
The domes, yeah. Have they not got a better name?
No.
They probably do, but I think there's like only a few domes on the Taj Mahal, and that's better. On the Taj Mahal, you know, it's bigger, but the actual size of the Grand Mosque, I think, is bigger as an overall.
I'm gonna look this up now.
The Taj Mahal is really beautiful, though. Like, it's got like inlaid marble. It's got like the famous.
Yeah.
Bit of water in front.
Like, yeah, the water bit as well. Mm. That's another
famous photo of Diana who sat there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to see if I can find out which one's bigger.
If you go to Agra, whatever you want to call it, let me know. I'll give you a very good hotel recommendation. Stayed in a very nice hotel. Highly recommend it. I went into the town as well. It's a completely different. It's completely different. It's a lot more run down than Delhi is. It's very odd.
Sorry, Agra is more run down than Delhi.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't think it. It's a very nice town, very nice people, you know what I mean, very nice. But you think the grand scale of the Taj Mahal, but the town itself is not grand. If you get me. Lots of monkeys as well. Lots of wild monkeys running around. You get that all over India. Lots of monkeys. Cheeky little things as well. You know, I mean, they will come and steal.
Are they the types of people, the types that steal your food?
Yes. They never stole anything from me, but they will, I heard. Okay, another bucket list destination for myself, Japan. Want to go there?
Me too.
Looking at booking a holiday there for 2023. Really just multiple things to really go there for. There's not one thing which is like pulling me there. It's just a lot of different things. Keen on the food. I quite like Japanese food.
Yep.
Ramen. Katsu curry. The culture. It's a similar but very different culture to what we are used to here in England, United Kingdom. And the architecture, like the modern bustling city like Tokyo. The grand scale of things. It's kind of a little bit dystopian, the whole idea. And also the vending machines. I've heard that there's a loads of different vending machines and automation.
Yes.
Japan
is definitely somewhere I'd like to go. We were planning on going a few years, well, in 2019 actually.
Okay.
But it was just too expensive. It's really expensive to get there. I went to Singapore instead. But I've been watching, I don't know if you've seen this, I've been watching James May's new program.
I've seen a few of them. I think you told me to watch them a few weeks ago. I had a look at them. Yeah,
I think they're really interesting. And I think Japan is a very, very interesting place.
Yes.
I think there's a lot to explore across. It's not just Tokyo. You can explore things everywhere. But I think for me, it's like what you said with the hustling, bustling city.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's any type. I don't think you can compare Tokyo to London. I think you might be able to compare it to New York, but I think it's such a like a modern technological like you say, they've got sort of things, inventions there that you wouldn't even think of.
Apparently the metro in Tokyo, they apologize if a train's like 5 seconds late.
Yeah, that's another thing. They've got standards there as well. Yeah. Like here, late is like what, 20
to
minutes.
To be honest though, I don't think I would know if an underground train was late, because I just think they're just I don't even know if there is a timetable for the underground. I just think they come when they come.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's not just for the underground, they do it for all of them, and they actually write you a note as well if you are late. They write you a note to take to your employer to
That's
say...
That's really good.
The train was late. It's not his fault or her fault. Mm-hmm. Train was late. Sorry. And that is acceptable over there. That is an official
reason. I guess because the train is so on time. In England, I mean, the trains are always late.
Here's a rant, side rant. So, I had a recent... I won't go into the whole journey, but I had an awful trip back from London, courtesy of... and... Yes, I am going to name it.
You haven't given them a right to reply.
I have given them a right to reply.
Have you?
They replied on email with an unacceptable response.
I'm censoring the name.
I'll get it back in there. Anyway, a very popular... okay, a very popular route anyway.
Okay.
Got in touch with... Because I was... Anyway, long story short, I was delayed for about 2 hours. Okay, I got back to Manchester about 2 hours after I was supposed to. So I put in a request, a delay request to get some compensation for my ticket. Put my request into a fine. Got a reply within about 3 or 4 days. They sent me a, I think it was a £21 back. And the ticket cost me 40. So I thought, okay, good. Good start there. And then I thought, right, I'll try my luck with to see if they'll give me the other 20. So then I get my ticket money.
I have to put in.
To get me my ticket money back. And I put in the claim and they didn't reply for about... And it said we expect to reply within 10 days with a full response, but it could be up to 20. Mm-hmm. So I emailed them the other day after about 25 working days and I said, this is unacceptable.
Yep.
And they effectively said that it was fault that their train was delayed. That didn't make any sense. They effectively said, you were on the train when the train left, and therefore it was fault that you were late. I said, no, it wasn't. I said, I would have been on... I was sat on the... If the train was on time, then I would have been sat on the platform for longer. And I can't be bothered pursuing it, because they're obviously that's going to be their I'm not going to have an argument over 20 quid, but I just thought that that was a bit ridiculous.
So that's our bucket list destinations.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have more, but let us know yours at ChatfulnessPod on social media, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook.
There you go. Thank you.
Hello, Graham here, the free text-to-speech guy. I introduce things that blank, blank, blank. Every week.
It's very slow, isn't he, today?
Is he all right today?
Today's the boys shall be chatting about things that should exist. I think it should exist that the boys pay me to read their script.
No.
He sounds a bit grumpy today, doesn't he?
I think he's in a mood today.
I think he's in a mood.
Might have to reread his contract agreement.
Mm. Well, he doesn't. Has he got a contract? We don't pay him.
Shh.
Anyway, right. So
right, this week's things that should exist. So last week we did things that shouldn't exist, and we thought it might be sensible to do things that should exist this year. This week, I should say. So Gabriel, what
I've got
do
one
you
I want to go with.
Go on.
I've said this time and time again. I don't think I've ever said it on a podcast. I definitely would have said this on the radio. It's something I think should be invented, an equivalent of a microwave, but to cool things down or freeze things quickly.
Liquid nitrogen.
Yes, but that's not really accessible, is it?
I mean, when are you ever in a position where you need to cool something down immediately?
At a party, I want a beer. Someone's just been to the shop. The beer's hot. I want to cool it down quickly.
Put it in the freezer for 10 minutes.
No, it doesn't really. That's not quickly.
Oh, so you mean like within 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Or when I have dinner, I want to rapidly freeze it.
Again, I think this is more of a you problem.
Is it?
I'm never in a position where something needs to be frozen immediately.
Okay, right. Should I go on to my next one then?
Yeah. Unless it's like ice cream. You know, like if you defrost ice cream and then And then, I might as well freeze it back up again. I can understand that.
Or rapidly cool stuff. So say you pour water. And you want to cool
actually,
it down.
I do relate, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So last year at uni, I had a few cans of Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forgot to put them in the fridge before my meal. So they were always... So I used to put them in the freezer for a few minutes. But that was never enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I sort of understand.
Okay, my next one. Quick travel. Like Concorde.
2028.
Okay. Supposedly. Heard it all before. Or teleportation.
Not going to happen, but quick travel. 2028, United have ordered 50 supersonic aircraft, boom supersonic aircraft, which are supposedly going to come out for commercial flights in 2029.
You want to be a pilot, don't you?
Yes.
So you're 2 years off, you know what I mean, getting wings. At minimum, 2 years off from wings.
Yeah,
really
probably
minimum.
More like three, but yeah.
Probably more like three. Yeah, okay, say three. So 2028, 3 years' time, that'll take, let's say, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You could work your way up. So I'm sure some European carrier will take this aircraft, maybe not in 2028, but maybe about early 2030s, could become first officer on that.
Would I want to fly that, though? Mm. They are very difficult to fly. Concorde is very, very difficult to fly.
I met a pilot who used to fly for Concorde.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember if he said it was easy or hard.
Very difficult.
I feel like he said it was easy, but I might be wrong.
Everyone that I've spoken to said it's very, very difficult. So yeah. It's to do with the types of... it's more, obviously, because Concorde was so loud, so dirty, and
but he was a first officer, so I think his role wasn't that important.
Well, the first officer's role is basically the same as the captain's, but he just doesn't have the final say in things.
Yes.
Because they swap duties, don't they? So for one leg, the captain will fly and the first officer will just do, you know, monitoring instruments and radio and everything like that. And then on the return leg, they usually swap.
Yeah.
So quick travel, that could be a thing in 2030, more realistically.
Be expensive, though.
Oh, aye. Yeah, don't forget, Concorde, I think, was £7,000 one way from London to New York. But that was obviously, that was in the 19, whenever. So
we're talking about £20,000 now. £20,000,
£30,000.
Yeah. Equivalent, yeah. Right.
No, I don't think it was that much. Probably like 15, probably. Mm. But okay, I've got another one. Talking of travel, universal plugs.
Yeah.
Can we all just have the same plugs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's just the most annoying thing.
The British plug is the best plug.
Yeah, it's the safest.
Yes, it's the safest. That's what I'm saying.
We've got an earth system on it. I think, I know voltages are different, everything like that. Just not my problem. It's the most, because the thing is, you buy those adapters that have got multiple countries on it. But then sometimes you'll go to a country and it's not covered by that thing. And it's just, then you've got to look for USB. This is another thing. Hotels never have USB plugs.
They don't. Vote. I tell you what, you know, I said, it was in this podcast I said this, that I'd give you a recommendation of a hotel, if I haven't cut this, in Agra.
Yeah.
That hotel had British plugs.
Well, that's because it's a former British colony.
Yeah, probably.
They had, I think they had British plugs in Singapore as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because that was owned by the British.
The problem is, this will never get solved, this problem. Because no country or area is going to say, oh yeah, we'll give up our plugs and change all our infrastructure and all our appliances.
I just find it annoying. I just think that there's USB plugs should be a thing.
Now, the alternative is that if a new type of plug comes along and the world slowly adapts to the same one.
Well, I think the whole world's adapting away from plugs now, aren't we?
With
wireless charging. I don't agree with wireless charging. I think it's the most stupid invention ever invented.
Because you can't go on your device when it's on.
Well, the thing is, when I've never, ever, ever complained about having my phone on charge.
No.
Like, if you need more, buy a 2 meter wire. I've got a 2 meter wire.
The only thing I'll say about wireless charging, cable management, it just looks nice.
Yeah, but it's not practical. Because the thing, hear me out, right? I've got my phone wirelessly charging on my desk.
Yes.
Somebody calls me. It's now not charging.
Yes, yeah.
Unless you bring the thing with you.
Now, but do you think in a few years' time, we will get things, this is things that should exist, isn't it? This week, should exist. Long range charging. So in my room, I can turn a battery on to long range and it will charge my phone wirelessly. I don't know how that would work.
I don't think that would be safe, though, would it? You'd
probably
have massive radiation.
No. Yes,
and
true.
Stuff like that.
True,
but
true.
I just, it is a bit annoying. I don't like. And the other thing about wireless charging, I don't know if that's just my phone, but my phone gets incredibly hot whenever I use it. Incredibly hot.
So is mine.
And that can't be good for the battery.
I'm charging and filming my phone. Actually, it's surprisingly cold, Surprisingly cold, my phone.
Mm.
Anyway, talking of universal wheelie bins, please.
Elaborate?
Well, When I went to uni, I expected the wheelie bins to all be the same colour.
Right.
They're not. At home, my wheelie bin is green for green waste, as it should be. Then it's black for general waste and black and blue for recycling. But you go to Liverpool with purple, yellow, blue. You know, they're all different colours.
You've only got three bins.
At home, yes.
We've got loads. We've got black bin for general waste, green bin for garden and food waste.
Okay.
And then you've got the paper bin, which is blue.
Yep.
And then you've got a brown bin for plastic and glass.
See, we only have two. To be honest, though, we only have three. But there's so many bins. Most people don't have the space for all of this. That's the thing.
Most people do. You put it so, I mean, they don't take up that
terrace
much room.
Housing. I guess you could put them in the ginnel, but...
They put them in the front garden, don't they? They're not sightly. They're not nice to look at.
No, yeah.
But...
horrible.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think there needs... For stuff like that, there should be like a... maybe not universal, but national... national consensus as to what colour our recycling bins should be.
A bit late now. Yeah. Maybe we could slowly adapt to it over time.
But then which system would you use? Would you use my system, the Liverpool system, your system?
But the problem is everyone recycles differently. Local council issues for you. This is actually a really good example to use if you want to explain how local councils differ throughout the UK.
But everyone's got different wheelie bins.
Yeah. Maybe. Get in touch with us at Chatfulness Pod on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let us know what you think should exist.
Peace out, folks.
Bye, Graham.
Right.
He's in a moody Graham today.
He is. It's time to spin the wheel. Is your turn this week to spin the wheel?
Is it?
I think so.
Go on, then.
Let's spin the wheel.
What's it going to be? Oh, that's interesting.
Well,
we are going to be discussing things that we regret.
Ooh,
that's an interesting one.
It's going to be good.
Make sure you get in touch with the podcast, social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Chatfulness Pod. Let us know things that you regret.
Yes, make sure you get in touch with us. Also, make sure you subscribe, follow, download this podcast to your favourite podcast platform,
which is probably the one you're listening on now.
And give us a 5-star rating.
Indeed, that will help us to bring out new episodes and find new listeners. No, it isn't. To help new listeners find us, I should add.
We are very enthusiastic. Anyway, that's it for this week. It's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.